Once again, as we did with yesterday's daf, I would like to dedicate this shir le'ili nishmas to the memory of my dear brother, Harav David ben Moshe Grossman Zatzal, who was nifter on Lamed Sivan of this year, Shnas Tovshin Samach Hei, and whose shloshim we are presently in the midst of. We are beginning today's shir with a new perek at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, Hamatzniya. Earlier in this mesechta, on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, we learned the following mishnah: Kol hakosher lahatzniya umatzniyin kamayu, v'yitziyoy b'shabes chayv chatos olav. V'chol she'enoy kosher lahatzniya, ve'en matzniyin kamayu, v'yitziyoy b'shabes enoy chayav ela hamatzniyoy. That in order to be chayiv for hoitzah on Shabbos, the item being carried must generally be used by most people, and the shear, the amount, must generally be worth keeping and storing. In the 15 blots since that Mishnah, we have learned that the regular shear for foods concerning hoitzah on Shabbos is a groigris, a dried fig. The shear for liquids is a revius. And we have learned the minimum measurement for many other items. For example, we learned in yesterday's daf, the shear for carrying garden seeds is either a kezias, according to the Tanakama, or according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, it is 5 seeds. And for more valuable seeds, such as cucumber or gourd seeds, the shear is 2 seeds. The only one who could be chayiv for less than the regular shear, as the Mishnah states on Daf Ayin Hamid Beis, is the matzniyoy, as Rashi there explains. Im nase chaviv lo'adam echad vitzniyoy. If to one person, even less than the shear is valued and held dear, and he wants to keep and store it, he is chayiv. No one else would be chayiv. Our Mishnah discusses such a person who is storing and carrying an item less than its regular shear for a specific purpose. Begins the Mishnah. Hamatznia lezerev. Someone is storing a seed in order to plant it. That's his specific purpose. Uledugma, or he is storing it to use it as a sample. Ulerefua, or he's storing it to use it for medicinal purposes. V'yotziyoy b'Shabbos, and he took it out on Shabbos. Chayiv b'chol shehu. He is chayiv even with a small amount, even if it would be, for example, 1 seed, as Rashi says here. D'ha'achshavei. This person who is storing the seed for a specific purpose, either lezera, ledugma, or lerefua, he is being machshiv. He is giving chashivas importance to even 1 seed, and therefore, although it's less than the regular shear which we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, he is still chayiv. Continues the Mishnah, v'chol adam ein chayiv olav ella kishiuroi. But any other person, a regular person who is not machshiv this 1 seed, and he would take it out on Shabbos, he would be potter, he is only chayiv for the regular shear. And on this, Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil HaMatzniya asks the question, Teimalari, Damai Itzrich Lemisnile. Why was it necessary to put this phrase into our Mishnah? Hatanele Chadazimna Beperaklal Gola. We learned before, as we mentioned, on Daf Ayin Hamid Beis, and as the Bach is Goris, V'chol She'ein Kosher Latzniya V'ein Matzniyim Kamoyu, Ein Oichayiv Ela HaMatzniya, or the way we have it in our Mishnah there, the Girsa HaMatzniyoy. That the only person who would be chayiv for being machshiv less than the shear is the one who is actually doing the storing. However, any other person is potter. So why was it necessary, asked Tosfos, for this to be listed in our Mishnah when we know it from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, and Tosfos remains with a kasha. Continues the Mishnah, chazer v'chnisoy, if this person who was machshiv this 1 seed changes his mind and decides not to plant it, not to use it for refuah or for a dugma, and he brings it back into the house, Einai chayiv ela kashiurai. He is only chayiv according to the regular shear, as Rashi explains, because by doing this and bringing it back, he has shown that he's being mevatel his original intention, and therefore for the hachnasa, for bringing it in now from the Rishus HaRabim back into his house, into the Rishus HaYochid, he is like any other person, and he would have the regular shear than any other person would have. Begins the Gemara with a question. Lama leila misni amatsniya, lisni hamoitzi lizera uladugmul refuah chayv b'choshu. Why is it necessary to include the concept of hamatsniya, of storing it, even if a person had not previously stored this seed for a specific purpose? By the mere fact that he is carrying it out, and his intention when he carries it out is to use it for one of these purposes, that itself should make him chayiv in less than the regular shear. He should be chayiv with a koshu. Why is it necessary to bring in the whole concept of storing this item? Hoitzah itself should be sufficient. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, and here we are speaking about Kugoin Shehitzniyoi. He was storing it, but Veshachach, he forgot Lametzniyoi. He forgot what was the purpose of him storing it. Vahashta, and now, having forgotten that initial purpose of why he was storing it, Kamapik Leistama. Now he is taking it out from one house to another. He's going into the Rishus HaRabim. And he's not doing it for his initial purpose. Mao, the same I would have thought, and now we begin Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, Betulei Batlo Machshavtoi, that his original Machshava has now become Batl, and therefore he should be treated like any other person, and he should not be Chayiv with less than the regular Shear. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, a Chiddush, Kolo Oise, that whoever does something, Al Das Rishayna Hu Oise, he's doing it based on his original Kavana, even though he has forgotten now what his Kavana is, but we say that he is not being mevatel his original kavana, and therefore he's still bound by that original machshava, which was for one of the purposes listed in the Mishnah, and he was being machshavit for less than the regular shear, and therefore he's chayiv even with less than the regular shear, even the kolshu. Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil Amar Abayit asked the question that we've already learned before, that kol she'ena kosher latznia ain't a chayiv ella matznia, but any other person would not be chayiv, but the matznia himself would be chayiv. So what is the Mishnah teaching us over here? So Rashi answers, based on what we've just learned, that the chiddush is not that the matznia is chayiv, the chiddush is that he's chayiv even if he forgot what his original intention was, and we do not say that he's mevatel his original intention. We say that although he has forgotten what his intention was, he's still doing it based on his original intention. So it comes out from our sugya l'maskana that if a person was not storing it for any specific purpose, but he was taking it out for a specific purpose, that of course would be enough to be mechayev him with less than the regular shear. If he stored it with a specific intention and he took it out for that intention, then the one who stored it is chayiv. The chiddush is where he forgot what his original intention was, that we say that he's chayiv with a kol shehu, because kol ha'oise al dash rishonu oise, and we still remain with Tosfos' question, why was it necessary to list in our Mishnah Kol Adam Ein Chayav Olav Ela Kishiyuroi? That was already mentioned earlier on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Continues the Gemara. Am Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoy Rav Meir Af B'moitzi Chita Achas Lizriya. That Rav Meir was Mechayiv even if someone took out one kernel of wheat in order to plant it, which is less than the regular shear, he would be chayiv because he has been machshivit. It is chaviv to him, even this one little kernel, and he is chayiv. As the Mishnah said, bekolshu. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel that Rameir was machayiv? By moitzi chita achas lizriya pshita. It says in our Mishnah, Kol Shehu Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, he's chayiv in such a case where he took it out, Hamamatznia Lazera, he's taking it out to plant, so he's chayiv with a Kol Shehu. And as Rashi says, Stam Mishnah Rabeiri. If you have a regular Mishnah, it doesn't say who the Tanakam is, we give it the authorship of Rab Meir, and so Rab Meir in our Mishnah is saying the very fact that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying that you're chayv even with a kol shehu, even with one kernel. So what's the chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying? The Gemara answers, Ma'ud is saying, I would think, what does it mean in our Mishnah kol shehu lafukim migroy gris, a regular food item, as Rashi says, shar oichlin is big rigorous. I would say that the kol shehu is just memayet, that the shear for zera where a person has machshavah planted is not a grigorous. But ula oila madeke kezayis. But maybe it's not really a kol shehu. It's not one seed, but you actually have to have at least an olive's worth, a zayis. You don't have to have a grigorous, a dried fig's worth, but you do have to have a kezayis. Kamash malon, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is being mechadish to us, that no, that Rabbi Meir meant to say kol shehu. You don't need grigorous and you don't even need kezayis. One seed enough, any little bit would be enough to be mechayiv if the person has specific kavana to use that one seed for a specific purpose. Maskev lo Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yitzchak, asked a question. Rashi tells us that this question is on the previous statement of Abaya on Amid Beis, where Abaya said that whatever is done is al das Rishayin Huayse, and that was the Chiddush of our Mishnah, even if a person forgot why he was storing it, why he was taking it out, he would still be chayav b'kol shehu based on his original das. So on that, Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rei Rabbi Yehuda asks, Elamiyata chishev lohoitzi kol beisoy, if someone had b'kavana not less than the regular shear, but much more than the regular shear, he has kavana that I want to take out my entire house from the Rishus HaYochid, everything that's within my house, I want to take out on Shabbos from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. Hachinami d'loy mechayev at the mabek lekulei. Are you going to tell me that it's all totally in his das? As you said, al das Rishayin Huayse. So let's say my das is to take out the whole house. I will not be chayev on Shabbos unless I take out the whole, all the contents of the house. So that seems to be absurd. So Gemara says, no, of course there I would be chayiv for a groigris. I wouldn't be chayiv, or for whatever item I took out, whatever the shear is for that item. If it's food, it would be a groigris. If it's liquid, it would be revius, etc. Hasam batla daite etzel kaladam. There's no one who is only machshiv all the contents of his house. People are machshiv much less than the full contents of one's house. And therefore, we say that every item has its regular shear. However, the other way, the other extreme, that a person could be machshev, even as Tosfos explains here in Divrei HaMaskil, Maskev LaRabbi Yitzchak, it is possible, as Tosfos concludes, Aval Hocha Yesh Bnei Adam Shechshuv Olam Chita Achaz Lazria. That could happen, that to certain people, even one seed for them is Choshev, and therefore, in the extreme, as far as a minimum is concerned, it's possible that a person is machshiv even one seed, and therefore he's chayiv for a kol shehu. But the other extreme, to take out his full house, that we don't find someone who only his whole house is worth it for him, and therefore, as far as that goes, we remain with the regular shear to be machayiv him, as we have learned in the previous mishnayos. Tosfos and Divrei Maskil Maskev disagrees with Rashi. Rashi said that this whole Shakla V'Tari in the Gemara was based on a biased statement of Kol Ha'Oseh Al Das Rishayinu Oseh, and Tosfos wonders why did the Gemara wait until this point to ask the question after Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement that Mechayev HaRav Meir Af B'Moitzeh Chita Achas. Rabbi Yitzchak should have asked that question on a bias right away, and therefore Tosfos believes that Rabbi Yitzchak berated Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, is asking a question on his father, Rabbi Yehuda. You, Rabbi Yehuda, just said in the name of Shmuel that mechayev hoy ramer af moitzichit achzas ria. Why? Because the person is being machshev even one seed. So it's totally in his das. So my question is, what about the reverse, the other extreme? If he wants to take out his whole house, and on that the Gemara answers that we would say bat l'day to etzel kol adam. Continues the Gemara, quoting from our Mishnah, V'chol Adam ein chayav v'nolav ela kishi yoroi. Any other person who's not machshiv this one seed, as was the example of our Mishnah, is only chayiv with the regular shear of hoitzah for seeds. Says the Gemara, Masnisin deloik Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Our Mishnah does not go like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And we have had this sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar before on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Klalom Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said the following rule. Kol Shein Kosher Latznia. Ve'ein Matznia Kamayu. Anything that people usually do not store. Or even if they store this item, they don't store this amount. But this person was machshev even this small amount, or was machshev this item that people usually are not machshev. And someone else came and was moitzi from Yishusa Yach to Yishusa Rabbim, or vice versa. He carried from one rishus to the other that which the specific individual was machshev. But the person who's now carrying out, he himself is not machshev this item. This chayiv zeh b'machshavti shal zeh. So for example, Shimon would be chayiv for the machshava that Reuven has, and Reuven is being machshev this item. Even though Shimon is not machshev, Shimon is chayiv because of the chashivas that Reuven has given to this item. Our Mishnah states, b'feirush, not like that. Our Mishnah states that the only one who would be chayiv is the one who's matzniyet, and any other person is only chayiv like the regular shear. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav is said in the name of Rav Nachman. Hoitzi ki groi gris lachila. In the following case, if a person takes out a dried fig's worth of a food, and his kavana when he's doing the akira is to eat it. And before he made the hanocha, he decided that he's going to plant it. Or the opposite. Inami lizria. Initially, when he made the akira, he was doing it to plant it. And now he decided that he wants to eat it. Chayiv. He is chayiv. The Gemara asks the question, pshita. Of course he's chayiv. Zil hachi kishira, vizil hachi kishira. Whatever he has kavana for, either at the time of the akira or at the time of the anocha, he has enough of a shear. If it's for achila, he has the shear groigris. If it's for planting, then we learned in our Mishnah that even less than the regular shear, even a kol shear would be chayiv. So why should he not be chayiv? He had the shear. He did the action of akira v'anocha. Why would he not be chayiv? What's the chiddush? Gemara says, no, there is a chiddush. Ma, the same, I would think, be'in in akira v'anocha. B'chodem achshava v'alekom. I would think that perhaps one must have the same kavana. The same thought must go through his mind, both when he picks up the chayfetz in the Rishus HaYachid, and when he puts it down in the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, if it's two different machshavas, if he started out Lachila, and then he switched to Zriya, or vice versa, that itself would divide the Akira from the Anacha. So I would think, being an Akira v'Anacha b'chad ha-machshav ha-lekho, and we don't have it here, Kamash Malon, that even if he had two different kavanas, he had the shear that was required. He did an Akira v'Anacha, so I link together the Akira and the Anacha, and I say it's one long mice of hoitzah, and we do not divide it up because he had different machshavas, the purpose of carrying it from Rishus HaYach to Rishus HaRabim. That does not divide up the act of Oitzah. Boy, Rava had a question as follows. What happens if Hoitzi Chatzi Groigris was Zriya? He took out a half of a Groigris in order to plant it. And as we learned in our Mishnah, you're Chayiv even Bekolshu. So as far as Ri is concerned, his machshav is good, even though it's less than Gregor's. But v'tivcha, and in the middle, it blew up, it swelled up, v'nimlecha l'alachila, at the point where it swelled up to the shear of a dried fig, a groigris, then he decided, he switched his mind, and he said, you know what, if it's already a groigris, I'm going to eat it. Ma'u, what is the halach, is he chayiv for itso and Shabbos or not? Im timtzaloimer hasam hu demechayiv, if you'll say in the first case that we had, where he switched his mind. You know why over there you're chayev? The zil hachik ishura. Because whether his intention is for eating or whether his intention is for planting, he has the required amount at the akira. He has the required amount at the anocha. So then we're mitzarf, the akira and the anocha together. But hacha, but in our case, kiven de be'idna da'afka loy havi be'shir achila, loy mechayev. But in our case, had he, for example, had the kavana of achila at the time of the akira, he would not be chayv. Because for achila you need a groigris, and when he took it out initially, before it swelled up, he had a chatzi groigris, he had a half of a groigris. So since at the time of the akira, his machshava for achila wouldn't have helped, then I cannot be mitzarf to akir v'anocha. Maybe I can only be mitzarf and akir v'anocha together if I have the required shear for whatever he would have been thinking at the time of the akira and for whatever he would have been thinking at the time of the anocha. But if I only have the shear of one of them, I only have the shear for Zriya, and had he thought for Achila, it would not have been a good enough shear, maybe then I cannot be mitzarf the Akirva and the Anocha together. Oy, Dilma, or maybe he could say different, the opposite. Kiv and the Ilu Ishtik, if he would have been quiet, Veloy Chishvalef, he would not have changed his mind. He would have remained with his initial Kavana of Zriya, Mechayiv, Amachshavad Zriya. He would have been Chayiv for thinking to plant it, because he had a great enough shear. He had even a kosher is chayiv for Zriya if that's what he's intending to carry it out for. So hashtanami mechayiv. So even though now he changed his mind when it blew up and now he wants to eat it, but since at the beginning when it was less than the shear groigris, he wanted it for Zriya, and for that he would have been chayiv had he kept thinking that all along. So memelim, I am at starf dakir vanocha together. Now we have another question. Vim tim tsoloimer. And if you're going to say, kiven dilu ishtik veloy choshev le mechayev amachshav d'zriya, if I'm going to take on this the tzad, I'm going to go in the second question we just now had in the Gemara, I'm going to say that he would be chayev because had he not changed his mind, what he did in the Akira and in the Anocha would have worked had he not changed his mind, because he had a shear for Zriya. So then I am at Star of the Akira of Anocha, and he is Chayiv, Hashtanami Mechayiv, now he's also Chayiv. I have another question. What about this case? Hoitzi ki groigris l'achila. Let's say he initially took out a groigris and his kavana was to eat it. But vitzamka, and it shriveled up, it shrank. And once it shrank, let's say, to a chatzi groigris, now he changed his mind and he said, you know what, I'm going to make an anocha for the purpose of zriya, of planting it. Now, mahu, what is the din? Hacha vadai ki ishtik amachshava kamaisa loy mechayiv. Do I say that if he had not changed his mind at all, and he would have gone with the machshava of achila from the akira till the anocha, at the end he would not have been mechayev? Why? Because vitzamka, because it shrank, it shriveled up, and now he doesn't have a shear of a groigris for achila at the time of anocha. So memela, then I'm not mitzarf the akira with anocha together, and he's potter. Oy dilma baser hashtaz linen. Or maybe we can go after the present, and since he changed his mind and now he's doing it for zriya, he does have enough of a shear. And then he will be chayiv, and I will be mitzarf takir na nocha. at the time of the Akira, he had Machshava for Achila, and then he had a Shir Groigris. And at the time of the Anocha, when it was Tzumka, and it was less than a Groigris, but then he had a Kavana for Zriya. Maybe I'm still Mitzarf to Akira with Anocha together. V'yim Tim Soloimer. And if you're going to go in this last question on the side of what? Basar Hashtazlin and Mechayiv, I'll say that yes, I could be Mitzarf the Hanocha to the original Akira, because when he made the Anocha, and it was only half a groigris, but at that time he was thinking Lizria, so I am at Sarfta Kirvanocha. What about this case? Hoitziki groigris lachila. If he took out a groigris for eating, vitsamka, and it shriveled up. Vichazra vitavcha, and then it blew up again, and it's back to the original groigris. Ma, what's the din now? Yesh dichulin yin Shabbos, oy ain dichulin yin Shabbos. Do I say the concept of dichui concerning Shabbos, or do I not say the concept of dichui concerning Shabbos? We have the concept of dichui in Kachim, that if a korban has a psul, and that psul goes away, we say dichui, that since the korban has been pushed aside, and at one point it was not able to be used as a korban, it became possible, even if that psul went away, we say that the korban has been pushed away and you cannot use it as a korban. So the Gemara's question over here is, do we say the same concept, l'inyan hilchos Shabbos? Since at the time when he took it out, it was a groigris and he was doing it l'achila, but then it shrank and it shriveled up. Had he made the hanoch at that point, he would have been potter because there was no sheer groigris. So do I say that once we say that the item has a ptur from Hilchos Shabbos, it's dochui. It can no longer get a chiyuv. And therefore, even though later it swelled up again back to the original shear, there's already been a break between the Akira and the Hanacha. And in Mela we say, there's Dichui. This item is already pushed away from a Chi of Shabbos. You can no longer be Mechai of this. Even though at the end you have your shear of Groigris back, but there's been a split in the middle between the Akira and the Hanacha. So do I say, Yesh Dichui in your Shabbos, and it would be Potter? Or do I say, Ain Dichui in Shabbos? Since at the beginning by the Akira and at the end by the Hanacha, you have the right shear, I don't say that since in the middle there wasn't the right shear, there's a split, you say Ein Dichli L'Inyan Shabbos, and Mimela then Ein Dichli L'Inyan Shabbos, he would be Chayiv. The Gemara concludes, Teiku, let this question stand. The Gemara is unable to resolve all these various questions. Interestingly, I believe it was 38 years ago in 1967, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzel came to Camp Torah Vadas, Parshas Pinchas, last week's Parsha, and he explained this concept of Teiku. We know that Teiku stands for four Aramaic words, and they are Tishbi Yataretz Kushius V'Yaboyz. That Elio HaTishbi, Elio comes from the place Tishbi, he will answer all our questions, all our unresolved difficulties. And Rabbi Yaakov wondered, why was Eliyo HaNavi, Eliyo HaTishbi, given this honor? Why not Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu, who received the Torah? Why specifically Eliyo? And Rabbi Yaakov gave a beautiful answer to this question. Chazal tell us that Pinchas Zu Eliyo, that Pinchas actually lived for many, many years, and he is actually the same as Eliyo HaNavi. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, if Pinchas and Eliyo are the same person, then we would expect to find common character traits between both of them. What is the similarity between Pinchas and Eliyo? And Rabbi Yaakov answered, the similarity is that both had no sveikas. They had no doubts in their avodas Hashem. For example, by Pinchas, when Pinchas saw the action of Zimri, so he protested to Moshe. And Chazal tell us that Vayar Pinchas saw raw mice of Anisker Halacha. He remembered the Halacha of Habo'al Aramis Kanoim Poigenboy. And Pinchas said that this is not a time to give honor to my Rav. If my Rav is not reacting to the incident of Zimri and Cosby, the Znus that was being done, then perhaps I shouldn't react either. No, B'malkim she'esh chil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. There's no question I have to react. It's a time of chil Hashem. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis, that there were many dangers and many nisim that happened to Pinchas on that day. He could have been killed by Zimri himself. He could have been killed by Shevet Shimon, that he has killed their leader, their Nasi. They would kill him. Many nisim happened to Pinchas that he was survived that day. Pinchas was ready to give up his life for Hashem at that moment, because one who has no sveikus, one who has no doubt, he has no doubt even when it comes to giving up his own life for Hashem. So Pinchas represents the person who vayar, he saw clearly, as the Shiurei Das from the Talzer Yeshiva, the Maril Bloch, tells us, he had behirus hadas, he had clarity of mind without sveikus. And the same midah is found by Eliyahu HaNavi at Har HaKarmel, that Eliyahu says to the Jews of that time who served Hashem and they served the Baal, the Avodah Zarah, how long will you continue to jump around and have two different opinions? Im Hashem Elokim, tiyacharav. If Hashem is the correct God, then be after him. Vim Abal, tiyacharav. Make up your mind. If the Baal you think is the right one, go after the Baal. But stop flip-flopping between Hashem and the Baal. Have clarity. No sveikus. This is the common denominator between Pinchas and Eliyahu. Said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky very beautifully, that's why, since the midah of Eliyahu, since the midah of Pinchas was behirus hadas, clarity without any sveikus, without any doubts, who is the one who will answer all the doubts that Klal Yisrael have had in Shas, personified by the word teku? It will be Eliyahu HaTishbi. Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushes V'yeboyes, Eliyahu HaTishbi will resolve all our unresolved questions. May that day come, b'mherav yameinu. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Merav Nachman. Rav had a question from Nachman. Zor kizayis truma l'beis tamei mao. What is the din if somebody throws in an olive's worth of truma into a house that is tamei? What is the halacha? The Gemara asks Lamai, what is your question, Rava, concerning? Elin yin Shabbos, if your question is, he's making hachnasa from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid by throwing it in, we know that the shear of food is kegregris. In order to be chayv, it would have to be a dried fig, and you only have an olive's worth of gazayas, so he would be potter. What's your question? Kegregris being it. Elin yin tuma, and if your question is that there was a mace in the house, and the question is whether this truma became tamei, kebeyas oichlam bin, and we need a beya, an egg's worth of food, Rashi says, in order for this food to render other food that touches it and make the other food tamei. Tosus brings down here in Divra Amaschal Ila Inyan, Tuma, Tosus says, Mashma deloy mekabel oichel tuma bepachas mekabeya. Tosus' opinion is that food cannot receive tuma unless it has the shear of a beya, unless it has the size of an egg. It will not be able to receive tuma. He brings down Rashi Shita and Psachim, and so also is the Rambam Shita, that oichel mekabel tuma bechoshu, that food can receive tuma, even a small amount of food. As Rashi says here, we are discussing a beya's worth of oichlin, so that the food that's mekabel tuma from the oil ames, from being together in the same, under the same roof as a mace, that it can be mekabel tuma to give tuma to another food that would touch it. That you need a bay according to Shitas Rashi and the Rambam. However, the initial food to be mekabel tuma, you do not need a bay as oichlet. And Taisus here disagrees, and Taisus says not only to be metame other food does this food have to have a beya, but even to receive the tum itself, he argues on Rashi, and he's of the opinion that the food must be a beya in order to receive the tum initially. Anyways, we'll go with the Shitas Rashi. So Rashi says, Elin yin tuma, if you want this food to receive tumah and then give the tumah to another food, you need a shear of beis oichlin. So what is your question, Rava? You have a kezias and there's no bay here. So the Gemara answers, lo ilum linyan Shabbos. Really, my shaila was a question of Shabbos. So if it's Shabbos, I only have a kezias. What's my question? I don't have a gregris. Who could go in the ikka pachas mekabeis oichlin? There already was in the house less than a bay's worth of food. And this kezias that I'm throwing in on Shabbos, v'haim ashlim lebeya, this lands next to the food that's already in that house and makes it into a beya. Now that it makes it into a beya, so le'inyin hilchus tuma, the food is mekabel tuma and can render, according to Rashi and the Rambam, can render other food tamei. So my, now what is the din le'inyin hilchus Shabbos? Midim etzarf le'inyin tuma mechayv nami le'inyin Shabbos. Do I say, since this kezias that I threw in joined up with the original food that was in there, and it made a beis worth le'inyin tuma, so me'ela I'll also be mechayv le'inyin Shabbos. It'll be mechayv. It'll be mechayv le'inyin Shabbos as well. Oy dilma kol le'inyin Shabbos kegregris binin. Or do I say no? Do I say that on Shabbos I need a gregris, and it doesn't help me the fact that it's already mitzurif le'inyin tuma that I have a bay's worth? That doesn't help me. I need a gregris, and therefore it would not help le'inyin Shabbos. Omer le'i tini tuwa. We have learned this already. Rabbi Shaul said, "Shtei halechem, v'lechem upon him, shirin kigregris." That on Shabbos, if somebody took out to the Rishus Rabbim, the shtei halechem or the lechem upon him that was brought every week in the Beis Hamikdash, the shear of these items for Hitzor on Shabbos is kigregris. And the question is, v'mai, why? Lema, should I say, middle inyan, now we turn to Daf Tzadik Aleph on the base, middle inyan yoytze, because I, since the gabit halacha of yoytze, the halacha is not, that you're not allowed to take food out from the Beis Hamikdash and eat it outside. And Rashi says there's an isser not only to take it out, but there's an isser to eat something that has already been taken out. And the shear for that, as we have by Yisuri Achila, is Bekezayis. So why don't I say, since Legabi, the eating of this food outside the base of Mikdash, the shear is Kezayis, Lenin Shabbos Nami Bekezayis, the shear Lenin Shabbos will also be a Kezayis. I don't say that. I say le'inyan Shabbos, you need a gregris. So who adin in your question, where le'inyan tum I have a beya, but I don't have a gregris. So I don't say that since le'inyan tum I had a beya's worth, I will be chayiv, even though I don't have a gregris le'inyan Shabbos. You see from that halach of shtei alechem alechem upon him, that we don't say that. So the Gemara says, Hachi hashta, how can you compare the two dinim? Hasa mida afke chutz l'chomis hazora ifsala b'yaitse. When is the person over on Yoytze when it goes out of the walls of the Azor, either to the east, to the Ezra's Nashim, or to the north, south, and west, to the Chil. The Chil was a 10 amas space behind the Azorah, but it was not yet outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So Yoytze, you're already over right then. But our Shabbos lo mechayev adam apikla l'rishus harabim. For Shabbos, you can't be chayev until he brings it into the rishus harabim. So the Gemara is saying that from the halach of lechem upon him and shtei alechem, there's no riot to Arden, because over there by lechem upon him and shtei alechem, the two isurim don't come together. I'm already over on you. I'd say before I'm over Hoytzah to the rishus harabim. So therefore, it may be over there the kezayis with which you're over on Yoytze, on the Psul Yoytze, that doesn't help Linyan Shabbos, because the two things don't come together. But, Hocha, in our Shail over here, where he threw in the Kezayis, and it joined up with the food that was inside to make a Beya, Shabbos V'tumah Bahari Adorikas, and they're both coming together. And as Tosfos explains on Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, Kegoyin the Ikar Pachas Mekabeya, that's why the case Bedafka was when he threw it. Why don't we say a case where he brought it in? Because when he throws it in, we have learned on Daf Pei that it's not, we don't say love it. We don't say that less than three Tvachim, it's like on the ground. So therefore, he needs to put it on something, he needs for it to land on something. So then it comes out that he's over for hachnasa from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid when it lands. At the same time, it's landing next to the food that's inside the house and it joins it for a beya. So maybe there, where both things happen together, the tumah gets joined up and the landing takes place at the same time, maybe we would say that since La'inyan Tumah it's enough, it makes a sheer beya, that's chashuv enough, and I don't need a groigris as I usually do, because both things are happening together. Hacha Shabbos v'tumah b'hari adonikas. If the person would be carrying it in regularly, so then Taisa says he would already be chayv once it's within three tefachim from the ground, I'd say love it. So on Shabbos, he's already chayv for achnasa. Tumah, he's not chayv until it's on the floor next to the food that it's being mitzarif with. So then it wouldn't be Bahari Adarikas, and then it would be similar to the case of Yoytzei, of the Lechem upon him, where both things don't happen together. But the case, says Tosfos, is Zoreg. He's throwing it. If he's throwing it, it has to land both Linyan Shabbos, it has to be landed, and both Linyan Tumah, it has to land next to the food that it's going to be mitzarif with. So there it is. Bahari Adari, it's coming together at the same moment, so maybe there I could say that since it's Mitzarif Linyan Tumah for a bay, it's also Mitzarif Linyan Shabbos, and I don't need a Groigris. And the Rav's question therefore remains unresolved, and we have no Raya from the Halach of Shtei Alechem and Lechem upon him. Continues the Gemara, quoting our Mishnah, Chazer v'chnisoi einachayv elikashiyorei. If subsequently the person changed his mind and he doesn't want to use it for Zri anymore, or for Dugma, or for Fua, and he brings it back in, what's the shear? The shear is like any other person, whatever the seeds that we're talking about, if it's a gourd, it'll be two seeds, if it's regular garden seeds, it'll be a kezias, according to the Tanakam, and five seeds, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but it's the regular shear, Freidi Mor Pshita, he changed his mind. So of course now he goes like every other person, he can't be chai for a kol shu for less than the shear. Amar Abai, Abai answers, and here we're talking about going to Zarkulaitzer. He didn't really actually say that he's changing his mind. For example, we just see that he threw it into his storage area, Umakoyme Nicker. And where it landed, it's nicker exactly, the seeds that he threw back into the oitzer are nicker, we could recognize where that is. Mao, the same I would have thought. Kivin, the Mekayim nicker. Since I could see exactly where those zroyim are that he threw in, the milsa kamai sekai, so he still has not broken his original thought, and therefore he would be chayiv for hachnasa from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus HaYachid, even for less than a shir. Kamash Melana teaches us, no. Midizar ke lo itzer. Once he throws it into the itzer, betule batli, he was mevatl, his original das, and he's chayiv like any other person, only if it's the shir, less than a shir, he would not be chayiv for. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Continues the next Mishnah. Hamoitzi Oichlin. If somebody took out Oichlin on Shabbos, food on Shabbos, v'nasan ala skupa, and he put it on a threshold. Now, before we continue, we have to remind ourselves of what we learned in the first parak, that Dalad Rishuyas l'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyas. There's a public place, the Rishus HaRabim. There is a private domain of a Rishus HaYachid. There is a Carmelis, which is a Rishus of the Rabbanon, and a Carmelis has certain dinim like the Rishus HaRabim and certain dinim like Rishus HaYachid. One is not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into either a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. One cannot carry from the Rishus HaRabim or from the Rishus HaYachid into the Carmelis, and one is not allowed to walk Dalet Amis in a Carmelis like one cannot walk in a Rishus HaRabim Dalet Amis. And then there's a fourth Rishus on Shabbos, which is called a Makom Ptur, and there is no Chiv Hoitzah from a Rishus HaRabim or from a Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Ptur. Rashi tells us that the Gemara will explain that this Askufa, this threshold that we're speaking about in front of the house, is a Carmelis. And what exactly the dimensions of that Carmelis, we will take up in the Gemara. So he has taken his food from the Rishus Rabim, he's put it on this threshold, which is a karmelis, and he put it down there. Bein shechazav reitzion, whether he subsequently took it from the karmelis, this a scoop, and brought it out into the Rishus Rabim, bein sheitzion acher, or whether someone else took it out, potter, he is not chayiv for hoitzah on Shabbos. Why? Mivnei shloi osim alach b'asachas. He has not taken it out straight from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim. He's put it down in between in a karmelis, and mimela he cannot be chayiv for taking it from the Rishus HaYachid into the karmelis, or for taking it from the karmelis into the Rishus HaRabim, and he can't be chayiv from the original Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim because it hasn't gone in at one time from one to the other, and therefore he's not chayiv. He would be usher to do it midrabbonin, but he's potter avol usher. Then the Mishnah concludes with the following halacha. Kupa, a basket, shehi malei a peris that's full of fruit. V'nasna la skupa chitzoyna. He put it on the outer threshold. This is the last step right before the Rishus HaRabim. It's less than 3 tefachim high, and it has a halacha of a Rishus HaRabim. Afal pisha roif peris b'chutz. Even though most fruit that is in this basket are already out on this skupa chitzoyna, and one would think, therefore, he should be chayiv for Shabbos for hoitzah from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Potter, he is potter. Ad sheyotzis kol hakupa, he has to bring out the entire basket, since some of the fruit is still remaining inside the house. It has not been totally taken out onto the askupa chitzoyna. Therefore, he is potter, and the Gemara will go into detail to explain this last halacha. Begins the Gemara. Hi, a scoop of my. What kind of a scoop are we speaking about? Is it a Rishus HaYachid? Is it a Rishus HaRabim? Is it a karmelis? What is it exactly? Ilei ma scoop of Rishus HaRabim. If you're going to say it's an a scoop of that has a halacha of Rishus HaRabim, and Rashi tells us, going gavoya tes v'rachav arba, it's 9 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. And the Bach, before we get to the Bach, let's continue to Rashi. V'rabim mekatfin alav the chazil rabim leketufei, as we learned on Davches, that it is 9 high and people use it to adjust their packages, and this gives this a scoop for this stand. A halacha rishus rabim. So Rashi here tells us 3 criteria. It has to be 9 high, wide 4, and many people, the rabbim, have to adjust their packages on it. The Bach and Reb Kiva Eger also point out that Rashi here seems to contradict what he said before on the Chesem et Aleph. There Rashi says, as the Bach quotes, Deloy be'inin dalet, ela bein rachav bein kotzer, whether it's wide, whether it's not wide, even if it's less than 4, it will still be a askuf rishus rabim. And Rashi here says, v'roch of arba, it has to be 4. It is 9 high. The Rashi shita is that it's only a rishus rabim if it's exactly 9, because that's the ideal height for people to adjust their packages on it. People are walking into rishus rabim. That gives it a din of rishus rabim. And the Rambam's of the same opinion. However, the Rush says that it's from 9 till 10. Once you get to 10, if it's 10 high and 4 wide, 4 by 4 wide, so then it has halacha and a scoop of Rishus HaYachid. But if it's, according to Rashi, if it's exactly 9, it's Rishus HaRabim. According to the Rush, from 9 till 10, it's still Rishus HaRabim. At 10, it becomes a Rishus HaYachid. Continues the Gemara. Ilei maskub rishus harabim. If it's, let's go with Shitas Rashi, it's exactly 9 high by 4. So potter, you say that he's potter if he brought this out from the rishus hayachid and he put it on the skupa. He's potter. Why? Hakamapping rishus hayachid rishus harabim. He's taking it from his house. He's putting it on this skupa which has halacha of rishus harabim, and he should be chayav for that. How could our mishnah say he's potter? Elo a scoop rishus hayachid. You have to say it's speaking about and a scoop rishus hayachid. Says Rashi that it is gavoy yud ruchav adalit. It's 10 high and 4 wide. If that's the case, then how could the Mishnah say further? Bein shechazer voitzion, whether he subsequently took it out into rishus rabim itself, or bein she Yitzin Acher Potter, or if somebody else took it out into Rishus Rabim from this Askup Rishus Yachid Potter, how could that be? Hakamapping Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabim, he's taking from the Rishus Yachid into the Rishus Rabim, he should be Chayiv. Eli the Gemara says it must be Askupa Carmelis. It must be an Askupa which is between 3 Tvachim and 9 Tvachim high, because it would be less than 3, it would be bottled to Rishus Rabim. So if it's from 3 Tvachim till 9, at 9, once again, according to Rashi, it becomes, at exactly 9, it becomes a Rishus Rabim again. So from 3 to 9, it is a Carmelis. So what's the Chiddush? Of course you're Potter. The Gemara wants to know at this point, what's the Chiddush? You're taking it from Rishus Rabim Yachid into a Carmelis. Then subsequently you're taking it from the Carmelis into the Rishus Rabim. Of course you're Potter. Akamashman, the Chiddush is no. Time of the Nachba Carmelis. You know why he's Potter? Because it rested in the Carmelis. He put it down on the Askupa. Ha loy Nachba Carmelis. But had he not put it down in the Carmelis, Mechayiv, then he would be Chayiv. He would walk straight through from his house onto the Askupa, down into the Rishus Rabim. He's going through the airspace of a Carmelis, but he never lands on the Carmelis. He's Chayiv for it. Saw from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, and therefore, of course, we conclude that Masnisin Deloike Ben Azai. Our mission is not like Ben Azai that we learned before in Daf Hamid Beis. The Sanya we learned in a Brisa there. Hamoitzi Mechnus, a person takes out from a store which is Rishus Yachid, Leplachi, a public plaza which is Rishus Rabim. Derech Stav, and he goes through a bench area that was in front of the stores where regular traffic from the street did not go. The vendors would sit over there and they would sell their products from those benches over there. So there, what is the halach of that area of stav that has a halach of a Carmelis? So if he goes from a store into the public area through the Carmelis, through the stav, the Chachamim hold Chayiv, Ben Azai Poiter, Ben Azai holds Poiter, as the Gemara explained there, because Ben Azai Sheet is Mahalach Ka'im Adami, that when a person walks at the moment when both feet are on the floor and are not not that one foot is moving ahead in front of the other, but when they both come together at that moment, we say Oymed, he is standing, and therefore it comes out that you're Potter be in this case because you're going from Rishus Yachid and you're stopping in the Carmelis. Then you're going from the Carmelis and you're going to Rishus Rabim. You're Potter. No, Mahalach Lav Koy Medami. While a person is walking, we can never consider as if he has actually stopped, and therefore the halach is that the person would be Chayiv. The only reason he's Potter in our mission is because he actually made Anocha in the Carmelis, otherwise he would be Chayiv. Continues the Mishnah, Kupa Shimalaya, if you have a box full of Paris, so the Mishnah said that you're only Chayiv if the whole box is outside. Amar Chizkiya, so Chizkiya, we're now going to have a Machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Chizkiya, Lo Yishanal B'Kupa Malaya K'shun V'Deluin. When do we say this halach of our Mishnah that he's potter? That's only if it's a box full of cucumbers or gourds. Avu milun chardol, but if it's full of little mustard seeds, and the Rabbeinu Chananel says not only little mustard seeds, but even goyzim, shkedim, te'enim, figs, remoinim, pomegranates, different nuts, they would be chayiv also. Chayiv, the halach would be chayiv. Kol shchein, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, chardol. For sure little seeds, but the Gemara doesn't mean to say only little seeds. It means the only time you're potter is if you have a long vegetable like cucumbers and gourds that fill up the entire box, so then you're potter if part of the box is inside, because that means that part of the vegetables is inside. But if you have different fruits where you already have much of the different fruits outside, and the Rabbeinu Chananel says you have a sheer groigris of eichlin outside, or kal v'chomer, you have mustard seeds and you have them outside, then avada you would be chayiv, even though there's a minority that's still inside. Al muksav, the Gemara says, you see from here that what does Chizkiya hold? Agad kli lo shmei agad. That the fact that this is all together, all these fruits or mustard seeds are in a box together, the box does not make them connect it still into Rishus Yachid, even though part of the box is there. The only reason by gourds is because the fruit itself is there. there. But if the fruit is not there, if there's a groigris worth of fruit outside, then the kli would not make it attached to the rishus hayakad, and therefore you would be chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Even if it's full of mustard seeds, you're potter, because it's connected to the box, and the box is inside partially al miksavi. You see that Rabbi Yochanan holds agad kli shmei agad, that the box that's being held inside is connecting the fruit to inside, and therefore even the mustard seeds or nuts or remoinim are considered still inside, and therefore you are potter. Amar Rabzer said, Masnisin loike chiskia deika udaloike Rabbi Yochanan deika. Our Mishnah really doesn't fit in well, both according to Chiskia and both according to Rabbi Yochanan. The last clauses of our Mishnah are that your potter, afal pisha roiv peiris mebuchutz potter, ad she yaitzi es kol hakupa. So there's two phrases here, and one phrase is difficult on Chiskia, one phrase is difficult on Rabbi Yochanan. Kechiskia leideke, the Gemara explains, like Chiskia, it doesn't fit in perfectly. Why diktani? Because it says in the very last phrase of our Mishnah, ad she yaitzi es kol hakupa. You have to take out the whole box. Time it a kol hakupa. When are you chayv? Only if you took out the whole box. Ha kol hapeiris. But let's say you took out all the fruits in the box, but the box itself is partially inside, I would say you're potter. Why should you be potter? The fruits are already outside. Why aren't you chayv for the fruits? Al maksavris. You see that a ton of our Mishnah holds agad kli shmei agad. No, as long as the fruits are in the box and part of the box is inside the house, it is not considered as if you've taken the box out or the fruit out, and therefore you're potter, because it's connected inside to the house. Agad kli shmei agad. So that doesn't work out good like Chiskia. Rabbi Yochanan, like Deika, doesn't fit in well our Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan either. Diktani, we learned in the second last phrase of the Mishnah. Afal pisha roif peiris b'chutz. Even though most of the peiris are already outside, you are potter. Time, or we can make a diuk. Time, the reason is the roif peiris, because most of the peiris are outside. Hawk called peiris. But if all the peiris are outside, even though the basket is still attached somewhat to the inside, you would be chayiv if kol ha-peiris are outside. Why it's attached to the basket, al maksavi, you see that a ton of our Mishnah holds, agad kli loishmei agad, that it's not considered attached to the basket, and the basket makes it attached to the inside the house. Therefore, you are chayiv. So it's difficult on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "V'elakasha, we have a kasha here, because the Mishnah doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't work out according to Chiski either." The Gemara says, "Chiski mitaratz tamei, Rabbi Yochanan mitaratz tamei." Each one will answer according to his understanding. We can work out the Mishnah according to both of them. Chiski mitaratz tamei. Chiski explains it according to his reasoning. Achi yoytzi es kol hakupa. The Mishnah says you have to take out the whole box. Ba'medvor mamurim bekupa melech shum dulum. You know when you have to take out the whole box to be chayiv? That's only if the box is full of cucumbers and gourds, because the cucumber and gourds, they fill up the whole box. So in order to get the fruit outside, you're going to have to get the whole box outside. That's when you need to get the whole box outside. Ava malei chardel, but if it's full of mustard seeds or nuts or remoinim or teinim, nasa kemisha hoitzis kol hakupa b'chayiv, then it's considered, even if part of the box is outside, it's as if the whole box is outside, because agad the kli leishmei agad, it's not connected. If the fruit is outside, that's enough to be m'chayiv me, as long as a groigris of food is outside. Rabbi Yochanan matar tzameh, Rabbi Yochanan will explain it according to his reasoning. Afa pisha roiv peiris b'chutz, the Mishnah says that even if most of the peiris are outside, you're potter. And we made a diuk, but if all the peiris are outside, you're chayiv, even though the basket is partially inside. So he says, no, the Mishnah, as Rashi explains, is loy zu afzu. Not only is it potter if roiv and the peiris are outside, the loy peiris bolvada, la fila kol peiris potter, as the Mishnah concludes, as she yaitzi es kol hakupa. As according to Rabbi Yochanan, the main phrase is yaitzi kol hakupa. And the Mishnah earlier means to say loy zu afzu. Not only if roiv peiris are outside, your potter, even if kol peiris are outside your potter, because agad kli is shmei agad, it's considered that you're attached to the inside until you bring out the entire basket. Meisvei, we're going to ask a question on Chiskia, hamoitzi kupas haroichlin. The Marshal has here a girsa moitzi kupa so oichlin ubom minim harbe. Rashi and Tosfos have the girsa as we have it in the Gemara of hamoitzi kupas roichlin, but Tosfos does have the girsa ubom minim harbe. There's many different kinds of spices in this peddler's box. He put it on the outside of the skupa. Afal pishuroyv minim bachutz. Even though most of the minim are outside, potter ashiyotzi is called kupa until you bring out the until you bring out the entire kupa. So Gemara says, "Kosal kedatech b'tzrori." We think that the Mishnah is speaking about tzrori. As Tosfos explains, tzrori means small bundles of shredded spices, which are like chardel. Because since it says ubom minim harbe, it would make sense that this peddler has all various kinds of shredded spices in his box. So this is like chardel. And what does it say in that brice? It says that you need the whole kupa out. So you see that even though you have some of the fruit out, you would say agad kli shmei agad, and therefore he's potter until he has the whole box out. Kashel chiski churan chiski who holds agad kli lo shmei agad. Amalach chiski will answer hachamay askinin b'ornasi. You made a mistake. As Tosfos explained, just because it says bo minim harbe, it has a lot of minim, doesn't mean you're speaking about shredded spices, but rather they're long, fragrant roots. And they cover the entire basket just like Shuin V'Diluin and Memela. In order to be B'chaya for these long roots, you have to take out the entire basket and not just part, because you won't be taking out the fruit and you won't be B'chaya. But if it was spices or shredded spices, if it was chardel or shredded spices, you would in fact be B'chaya even if you didn't take out the whole basket.